because I knew you wouldn't forget. I mean, it was four months ago, but you probably took some time to plan the party, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah!
So what are we going to do?
Well,
you see.
See, we have it all laid out. Terry, why don't you tell him?
That's the rest of your surprise.
Yeah!
I get it. It's a multi-stage surprise. You gotta layer it in like an onion.
Yeah.
Okay. But when does it start?
Next week.
Okay. Go. When? When next week?
That's part of the surprise, and I will not spoil it.
I have to make plans for the. I can't just stop.
No. Are you deflating?
It's our friendship bubble that's deflating right now. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 112. Ryan, there's a 12 in there.
That's my Spartan number, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up. That, and you've used 12 in your name for ages, and then you went to Sniper Goon 19, and I didn't like it.
I don't like it either, and it's because I had to get a free account.
Of course.
And so I started a new one. I was just going to use it for a while, but when I got home from my mission, I could only remember that password.
Oh. Well.
So I still own the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't change your name to it.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
You can still look me up on Halo 2 under 12.
Mm-hmm.
The stats are kind of fucked up now.
Yeah. Ryan, you gotta turn your music off now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my... I had turned it off.
I was trying to be sly about it and typing it in Skype, but you don't read it, so.
Yeah, no. I don't have that kind of time.
Reading.
Reading is difficult, man.
Hey, it's Jose. What did you get here?
So we have Alex, Ryan, Terry, and Dole in the call.
Dolze.
Dolze.
But, she's what? Why do you two have each other's pictures?
Because they're dogs, get it?
What?
I get it.
They're dogs, because we all dogs, and they dogs. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
That's a good joke, Ryan.
Well, speaking of dogs, my dog is monster shit.
Other than my Skype picture, that was the dog, disappeared one night, and so I was looking through all the pictures that I had that people had made me download on Skype.
Doll, you gotta fix your internet. I can't even remember the last time I talked to you on Skype and you didn't sound like a robot.
Get a hardline text. You know what I mean? A hardline.
I think she's working on that, or she's trying to get her dad to do it, but it's just, I don't know. I think they're trying to figure out the most pleasant way of doing it instead of just running it around the floor, you know?
Yes.
Oh, that would be my solution.
Yeah.
I used to run a wire from my upstairs loft downstairs when I had that.
I remember that, yeah.
And then two routers didn't work anymore, and so I had to move my computer downstairs, and I had a big argument with Sarah about it, and then now we would never change anything about our in-living room computer.
Mm.
Because that is the only way to live your life, is with a desktop computer hooked up to your TV.
A computer in general, yeah. Laptops don't really work out all that great because they like to use their own monitor, you know? You could set it to where it uses the TV, but...
Then what's the point? Why not just spend less money and get a desktop?
Right, and then just use the laptop on the couch.
Right, yeah, yeah. Have separate things.
Right.
That's why I'm going to get a tablet.
Completely agree. Are you going to get the Windows one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I love my phone. It's an it's an incredible experience. It's so smooth.
Smooth?
It's so smooth.
Smooth.
It's on the charger right now, but I didn't have to plug it in because it's wireless. What up?
Well, the wireless charging, that only you have to put it on a pad, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It works for me, though. I do it at work. I don't ever have to like worry about a cord when I'm... Customers don't even know I have my phone because it's like really sly and black, and I can just put it down really quick right onto the charger.
Right. I think that's really pretty...
sleek.
So you got two of them? One for the house and work, or do you just use the
one? Just take it. I just take it.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to get... They're like $50 a pop.
Damn.
Sarah's going to get one, too. She got a case instead.
The one with... Wait. The case with, like, the battery on the back of it or whatever?
No. We don't need that. It's built into the phone.
No.
She got, like, a little case instead. Like, the little, like, see-through case. Like, instead of wireless charger. We got our own accessories. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same phone.
Oh, I was just about to ask if she got the same phone or not.
Yeah, hers is white and mine is black.
Neat. Does she not want to go too far away from the Apple line?
No, she just didn't want the black. But she loves it, man. She'll never go back to Apple.
That's
I'll never go back to Droid.
Yeah, you were an advocate for Droid for a long time.
I liked Droid. I liked Droid a lot, and then it like every update it just chipped away at my phone, and then I got a better phone, and then it updated one more time, and it just destroyed it. And they were dual cores.
Yeah, that's how my S2 was. I was doing fine, and then it updated to Android 4.
Jelly Bean.
And it just killed it. I mean, dude. The features were cool, but it just killed it.
Yeah, it's like I bought a Motorola phone. Like, I should have the best shit, not Samsung.
What?
Google owns Motorola.
Oh. I guess, yeah, that's true.
Like, why wouldn't, you know, Windows, however, if it's an error or not, made sure that the Surface Pro was the only one that was like a full-functioning Windows 8 computer for a while and then let other ones release.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Yeah, I wish that like phone updates and stuff worked kind of like how computer Windows specifically. Well, I guess Mac does it too, but where you can get updates for your current operating system or whatever, just fine. Doesn't really change anything. But if you want to move to like the next thing, like I went on my S2, I went from Android 3.0 whatever it was before Jelly Bean to Jelly Bean. That's like a whole OS update. That's like going from like Windows XP to 7. You know? That's
two.
It's not going to work. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
forget about Vista, okay? Fuck Vista.
Bullshit.
You know, that would be even worse. Cause
it destroys computers.
Yeah, so it's just... I wish there was a way of getting updates for your current version to keep things and bugs and stuff out of it without upgrading to the next section, you know?
That's what Windows does, man. It just keeps it the same and then just updates and fixes.
Right, but you have the option. If I wanted to go with Windows 8, I just go to I can even go to my computer, go to properties, and just say, I want to upgrade, you know?
Right.
I just go to the store and buy a new phone.
It is. I'm just saying, I played with my mom's Surface, and I've had this phone for almost a month.
Gross.
And it's awesome. I love
playing with your mom's Surface.
Shut up. She has a Surface Pro. She got it for free because that's what my mom does.
A freaking teacher.
I'm gonna hang out with your mom more often,
dude. Yeah. You will not. Well, I don't know. Alex may last a day or two.
Alex will last, dude. He's Latin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
One of those Cubans.
Yeah. You ain't white, so you might last.
My mom's a crazy person, man. She's Honduran.
She's insane.
She chases you around the house with a shoe. Her chancla.
Her chancleta.
Her dog took it while we were visiting, and she grabbed it and went, "That's my chancla," and like hit him in the nose with it. my mom's crazy, but we love her.
Yep.
I can't wait to get back to California.
Yeah?
Yep, soon.
Everything's better here.
Yeah. The weather is being a big one.
Do you know how high up I am? We've had this conversation. It's a mile high.
It's like when you talk to people from California, like how they're going to get someplace. Like, oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Tahoe. Oh, how you getting there? And then it's a conversation of just freeways and like highways and stuff.
Oh, no,
like
it's all streets. Streets with stupid ass names like Lomas.
Yeah.
San Mateo. Eubank. Wantabo. Montgomery.
These are all terrible things.
I live on Ortiz.
Mm hmm.
Next to San Mateo. By Copper.
Those are really hard names to...
And Route 66 cuts right through the city, though, which is pretty dope.
Does it really?
Yep.
Do a lot of people still use it?
Yeah, it's central. It's the main road.
Oh, well, there you go.
Straight downtown. Like, cuts right through downtown. It's awesome. It's not like a major highway. It leads right into the 40. Or 40, because you don't say the 40.
Into 40?
Yeah, people give me so much shit. I'm like, no, it's... The 40, man. It's the only one.
Huh.
Because you got, you know, you say the 5, right? The 99?
Huh.
Well, no, because I was just trying to relate that to myself, because I was, like, thinking in my head, like, as you were saying, I was like, I don't ever tell anybody, oh, you're going to take the 5?
You
I
do,
just say,
though.
Oh, you're going to take I-5? Or I 99?
Say, I say the 5. I've always said the 5, and everyone around me has always said the 5.
That's weird. I don't remember you ever saying that, because that would have stood out for me. Why did he say the 5?
Because I got shit about it in Illinois, too.
Did you?
Say the down here.
It's the 90.
You say the down there, though?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, man.
Well.
There's no I here.
You have I-5 those down
there.
No,
it's an I. It's an interstate. We all know that.
Yeah.
But the. It's the. It's the only one. There's no other 5.
B-101.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just I'd never say it myself, and I... When I talk to people, I don't
listen for it. You're
gonna
hear it everywhere.
Yeah, see, now I'm gonna pay attention to it.
Yeah, Eagle Fist.
Yeah, Alex, you see that shirt?
That's cool.
Who drew that?
I don't know. Some guy on Reddit from Birds with Arms says, "Like, yes, I made this shirt last week. Yes, that's gold foil.
I need it.
Is it for us?
No. No, it's from the subreddit Birds with Arms.
For us?
That's for me.
Yeah." Terry, I know your next project. We need team shirts like that for all of our names. Obviously, I don't think you could take that one. So you're going to have to do your own version of Eagle Fist.
Terry.
Yeah.
What?
I love you, and that's what we'll leave it at.
See, now, Ryan Brown knows it right now. He wants his shirt first. I see your game, Ryan.
I see what you're doing, you son of a bitch.
You're giving a kiss.
Conversation right now about something completely different, right, Terry?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about for real?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know. Terry doesn't. No, he doesn't know.
He has no clue.
Yeah.
Look, are you guys have an idea.
He
has an idea.
Terry, it's on my desktop right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're on the same page.
Okay. Well, cool.
See,
yeah,
no one has
thought about Ryan.
No one has a telepathic link like Terry and I. All
right, I miss Tyler right now. Okay, no one talks to each other like Tyler and I.
Ryan, Tyler, Terry, and I all in a room
Tyler right now
could just not say anything, and we could all have a conversation.
Me and Tyler are on a private line right now.
The other night, we were playing Halo with his little brother, and we were sitting there quietly, and he said something, 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 and we're like, yeah, we know. We already discussed it. And he's like, you guys didn't say anything.
But you guys didn't say anything.
And then I scared the shit out of both of them, because Matt was living with Tyler for a little bit, and they were like in the same room, but I had no idea how the room was situated. And I was like, Tyler, and I was threatening Matt, and I was like, Tyler, what's to your right? He's like, Matt, and I was like, exactly, punch him in the face. Freaked out because they're like, how'd you know? I just took a shot in the dark, to be honest.
Right. Like, yeah.
50-50.
Oh, you knew.
He would have said his wife, he probably would have said the same thing.
Good call.
Not a doctor.
You could be.
I could be, but who has time for that much school? It's bullshit.
You gotta make time, Ryan. You have a gift. that should not be wasted.
By sitting in a classroom? Like, you have to entertain people.
Look, you don't even have to go to class. Just walk into the hospital and start healing people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought we were talking about going to school. Yeah, I could go be a doctor. That's fine.
Yeah, just go do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go kill a man and take his name.
Okay, maybe not that.
But Dr. Fisher, I think there's one in my family.
I was thinking maybe just go to a hospital and just pretend you work there.
That sounds like that could get dangerous. Like, I'd have to come up with my own cover story.
No, every time they ask you to do something, be like, no.
Taking his name.
Place.
If they ask you to do anything.
Somewhere to do some surgery.
Their hospital. Huh? When I'm taking this guy's identity, I do it while he's still alive. But I go to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transfer, and no one knows what happened, because I'm just a new Dr. Fisher.
Right.
That's brilliant.
So you're walking through the hospital.
Isn't that catching
you? Thank God you're here!
And I just get adrenaline. I stab the guy in the heart.
They're like, that's a doctor, how did you know?
You just stab him?
With a syringe, you fool.
Isn't that what Leo did?
Leo, like, who?
DiCaprio, in Catch Me If You Can. He faked his way into being a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
And then he faked his way into being a lawyer.
Faked his way into a lot of things, because that's forger.
Because he's a talented actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a talented actor. I love Leo.
Faked his way into acting.
What's that new movie that he's coming out with? Something Wolves?
Dances with Wolves. The tale of a man who lives with wolves for a time.
What?
And then teaches them to tap dance.
Oh, man. He's so talented.
Unfortunately, he dies at the end because a rival pack of wolves stomps him to death.
Oh yeah, they cut.
The rival dance team.
They come and serve him.
I heard they stabbed him to death.
But it's okay because the team goes on to fight for him and they win the championship, so it's good.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
And then they dance, and it's amazing. It's really good. So
they go to college.
I saw the screen. You know, it's good.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah.
At Wolf of Wall Street.
Just some ghetto-ass wolves, you know, from the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
Good. They just want to stab you.
Just got random wolves running around in back. Just running the streets, you know.
Like, you don't want to go down that street.
Run across the L train.
They'll get on the train.
They are the train.
They'll just take up all the seats.
Tapping their foot. McConaughey.
Like, go on it like.
Jonah Hill. What an odd cast of people.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. It's a Scorsese movie.
Is that all you have to say about it?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, apparently it's based on a true story. I don't know.
They all are.
Yeah.
How
else would you come up with a movie about Wall Street?
Right.
I guess.
I have this really exciting idea. Wall Street. Where we'll sell things and we'll buy things and we'll make a profit or perhaps we'll lose some money.
Yeah. But I can guarantee one thing. We're going to make a lot of money.
We can put guns in Wall Street.
That's true. I'd watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pay top dollar to see that movie.
I'll get on the horn with Leo. We'll talk about it.
All right.
Who am I going to get as my screenwriter?
Alex can do it.
Yeah, Alex. He's the first name that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm. If you got the coin,
he knows Wall Street like the back of his hands.
Alex, I think a good position for you is a producer, perhaps.
Okay.
He was born to produce.
I thought you said he was a screenwriter.
Why is that, Ryan? No,
I need somebody with some pull behind him, you know?
He's a big picture kind of guy.
I know you could do good, but I need somebody with a name, like somebody with a name.
Yeah, Alex, you don't got a name, so
you're just a dead man.
Well, I don't get it.
How did we get here from me being a doctor?
We were talking about Leo, then we talked about wolves because his new movie coming out, The Wolf on Wall Street.
What?
Yeah.
I thought they were tap dancers.
No, you made that up.
Was it really about wolves? I thought we were just messing around about that.
No, the movie is called The Wolf on Wall Street.
See that now?
Okay.
It's about wolves running up and down Wall Street.
I said the word wolf, and then you went into Dancing with Wolves and this whole tap dancing thing. You made all that up.
No,
that's a good movie.
Ryan convinced himself of a movie he just made up, and then thought that it was real.
God damn!
Okay, let's not make that leap here. Whatever.
Damn, that's a good movie. When's that coming out?
I thought we were just talking about making it ourselves. I didn't think it was real.
No. It is an actual movie.
I need some water.
Yeah?
Should have thought about that before the podcast.
Oh, I have it right here.
Oh, see, he did then. Bitch. He was just stating out loud that he needed
just
water.
Just announcing.
Is that better?
I'm reaching for my water.
Frostborn hungers.
Gross. What?
No Warcraft fans, huh? Alright.
No. We are past that phase.
Mm-hmm. I love Warcraft. I love the lore behind it.
I love Blimp.
You're a Blimp?
You know, yes. He said, I love Lamp.
Loud noises.
Can't wait for the second Anchorman to come out.
I'm worried.
I'm worried too, Ryan.
I haven't liked Will Ferrell in a long time.
Oh, I'm just worried that it's not going to hold up.
Because I don't like Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow.
I agree.
Do you just not like him in general?
He's just kind of lost his funny to me.
When was the last time he was
in anything?
It's
the last time he'd been in anything.
Elf was hilarious. That was it.
I think Dolo's agreeing with us. I can't tell.
I heard that's good and then exterminate.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's... I don't even remember the last thing I saw him in.
The Office. Killed him off quick.
Oh, yeah. He was all right in that.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. Right. He definitely wasn't meant to stay there for very long.
I wouldn't have watched it.
No. Jim Carrey would have been a better choice, I think. And if they would have just kept Jim... Oh. I think it would have been great.
So there'd be two Jims? That'd be confusing.
Oh, no. Well, his name wouldn't be Jim.
Get you out of your ass, Dwight. You can't have two Jims.
That's just used to be called Jim. You know, they do it every day.
Yeah.
Like, Jim? Yes, yes. No, the real Jim. Oh, well, I see. So you hear he's not promoting Kick-Ass 2?
Who's not promoting
Jim Carrey?
Oh, why is he not promoting it?
Why is he not promoting the movie again?
He regrets doing it and it's too violent.
Oh, really?
Yep. It was all, he said it was because after Sandy Hook, he can't believe they're going to show that movie. It got all political.
After Sandy Hook?
Yeah, the school shooting.
Oh. What does the Kick-Ass have to do with the school shooting?
It's really violent. Has lots of guns and killing, I guess. I don't know.
Involves children.
Yeah.
Well, at not school. Children, but like.
But high school students at school that are violent.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
If that was such a touchy subject to him, why'd he even agree to play the bad guy in a movie that's about.
No, he's not a bad guy.
I thought he was a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Oh.
I'm sure he's an asshole. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it too. Probably, I don't know. I'm not going to rush to see it in theaters.
No, I'll probably wait too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I love going to the movies, and I just might go because what the fuck, right?
If the opportunity comes up where I'm with people, they're like, hey, you want to go see Kick-Ass 2? I'm like, okay.
No, fuck that noise. I don't go to the movies with people. There's too many things to worry about. Oh, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you
want, no.
Will I get my middle seat? No, please. I go get my popcorn, my drink, which I have the little discount one, so it's only $6 every time.
$6?
You pay 12, and then you refill it every time.
Wait, so you're not interested in seeing Pacific Rim?
I'm going to go see Pacific Rim on Wednesday.
No, Ryan's saying that he doesn't like going to the movies with people.
Well, I know
because he doesn't like the politics of the people.
Yeah, I want to sit where I want to sit. I get there like 40 minutes early, and I like 3D. And I gotta put my yeast on my popcorn.
What's our
what?
No, we've been over this. Yeah,
what?
He puts yeast on popcorn. I don't
get it. It's nutritional yeast. It's good for you.
No.
What?
Terry, it's when disgusting. We go to the movies, we go, what, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes early, somewhere around there?
It's terrible. What if you don't get tickets?
We go...
That has never been a problem for me.
30
ever.
Minutes?
We go
to the first showing.
Okay.
And I get 40 minutes early.
We go at least 20 minutes early. We get our tickets. Not a problem. Never has been a problem. We wait in line maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes at most.
That is a lot of time.
That's what I'm saying. That's like an opening night type of bullshit where you're there midnight release.
Game. That's the only opening night that I'm going to.
Anyways, if not, then yeah, you breeze through the fucking thing in less than a minute. Who gives a shit? You get in, Terry and I. Do you get anything at the concession stand, Terry?
Fuck
no. No, you don't, because you're a human. Humans don't eat bullshit.
There's nothing
crap
better in this
in
world than movie theater popcorn. With
and
some
then,
stuff.
Terry, we
get
go
out
into
of
the
here
theater.
With your yeast. Butter, as they say, lots of butter. I'm like all over after every scoop.
We look at the seats. We're like, okay, where do we want to sit? There, okay. Then we go and we sit down. We watch a fucking movie, and we don't.
What if you don't sit in the middle, huh?
Who gives a shit?
Oh, you're dumb.
No, Ryan. I'm saying is that I would care if you got the middle seat in our group.
But we'd have to be there so close to showtime. We wouldn't sit in the middle of the theater. I would probably miss the coming attractions.
Ryan, this is why you don't have any friends.
I have tons of friends, and that's why I keep them a state or two away.
And I love the coming attractions, okay? I love watching the trailers.
Right. I love
I'm for it.
Except this last time I went, they showed the same trailer twice.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? That's happened before.
Was it R.I.P.D.?
No, I haven't. That hasn't happened to me recently. I think the last movie it happened to me with was the last Batman, which I didn't really care about, really, because it was kind of fun to watch anyways. So, okay, seeing it twice, whatever.
Yeah, see, I've been to the movies a lot these last 2 months, so that RIPD is old to me, and it doesn't look funny.
Yeah, I haven't been to the theaters in a while.
I'm going
the last one.
Wednesday, and I'm going to have 4 hours there, so I think I'm just going to buy two tickets and go see.
RIPD is the one with Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the chick from Weeds.
Mary Louise Parker?
Jizz. She's also in theaters in Red 2 right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just saw her in the other movie. Yeah.
I might go see her.
She's not even listening to the stars for that.
She's in the preview. She's She's like the head cop.
I seen her. Not in that. I saw her in Red.
Red 2.
Red 2, whatever.
No, but I'm going to go see World War Z in the morning, and then I'm going to go see Pacific.
I saw that one.
I hear it's iffy, and I'm just going to go see it.
Okay, let me ask you first. What do you expect the movie to be?
Nothing. I have no expectations. I don't have...
I love going to movies without expectations. I love going to the
movies. I don't have cable television. You guys ask how things don't get spoiled for me.
Okay, see,
I only watch what I want to watch, and I only read what I want to read, and I never get spoiled, ever.
Listen, yeah. I never saw the trailer for World War Z. I just saw the posters and...
That's hideous.
No, but look, you know, the name and the posters imply that it's going to be like a military versus zombie movie. Because there's helicopters.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? The movie was nothing like that.
No.
I don't expect it to be like that.
You said you had no expectations. You're a liar.
I don't.
When it was damn.
Cut him.
It's not a cliche zombie movie.
Yeah, that's what I expected to be with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, basically. It's I gotta save my family. That was it.
I gotta save my baby.
I'm down. Sign me up. Pacific Rim is just another giant robot movie.
Fuck you! Another giant robot movie.
This ain't Michael Bay Transformers, bro.
I hear. I would think it's more like Gundam because they have people inside them.
No, they're not inside.
It's bullshit.
I saw a size comparison of like giant robots throughout the ages, and like Transformers. I guess they're only what like 12 meters tall or something like that. Somewhere around there. They're not very big, because, you know, they're I mean, they're big compared to people, obviously, but in the grand scheme of things, they're not very big. And then, like, they showed, like, a Gundam that's, like, 80 or something like that, and, like, damn, that's pretty big. And then they show, like, Mechagodzilla, I think, and he's, like, 120-something, 120, I don't know, somewhere around there. I'm like, man, that's a big dinosaur. Or whatever he is. Dragon? I don't know. And then they showed a freaking Pacific Rim robot. It's at 250 fucking meters, man.
If I have to choose one, I'm going to go see Pacific Rim.
And then Iron Giant with the beard.
Shut up.
Coming from our resident robot.
Sorry, Dole. Go ahead.
She's gone.
She powered down.
She's like, I don't want to do anymore.
Dole. Dole, are you in there?
What you've done, Ryan.
I think she may be trying to fix something, or she's I don't know.
I'm sorry, you're sad.
It sounds like you're trying to open a soda, Ryan.
Talk to me, you robot.
Why is this happening?
Because you used to be human. It's really emotional in here.
I blame you.
I know, me too.
Yeah, stop crying.
Pacific Rim is actually number one right now on IMDb.
It's tearing
IMDb.
It up, man. I'm,
yeah, it's doing really, really good. I want to see it.
People were talking some mad shit about it before it came out. And I'm excited. Are you going to go see it, Alex?
I want to, yes.
I'm going
to
go see it on Wednesday, I think. I might skip World War Z. Is it in 3D? Is it in 3D?
More than likely. Yeah. Right, I'll check Fandango.
Yeah, check Cinemark. Check Cinemark.
Cinemart?
Cinemark.
Which is it?
I'll do it.
Whatever. I'll check my own. It doesn't matter. If mine's showing it, then so will yours.
You don't know.
Pacific Rim 3D. So there you go.
I don't see it on mine.
Oh, man. Your theater sucks.
Sucks. 3D. All right, good.
World War Z isn't in 3D.
See, I'm going to go Wednesday. Ah, damn it, they don't have a schedule up to Wednesday. Come on!
What is this?
They have Tuesday. They're usually the same. All right, so I'm going to go to the... Oh, 10 is really early.
Oh, man. Terry, I love the theater poster. Has a schedule till Wednesday.
11:15, I think, will be the one.
That right there. So Evangelion inspired.
That is a big boy. How do they build those things? It has to take them, like, ages, yeah?
No, man.
I wonder if they're going to go into it.
They build buildings now. When they're about halfway done with the floor, they start the next floor.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. You're talking about buildings. I'm talking about Pacific Rim.
It's the same shit. I'm saying they build that shit fast. Buildings go up so quick now. Imagine the future. They'll build so much.
Yeah, but buildings are 250 meters tall, man. And they're not a robot with, like, moving parts and stuff.
But it's the future. Right now, we're just building buildings.
Is there a time frame here?
Death machines.
Alex, didn't you say that this took place in, like, 2025 or something?
Oh, does that sound like...
Did I say that?
Is that so close? You don't think we can... We advance so fast now, do I?
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, in... 10 years, we'd be building huge robots like this.
In 10
years, really quick.
People on Mars.
I don't think a lot of things that happen in movies happen.
And has ever happened, ever.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
It's a movie.
You don't know if we can't do that in 25 years.
It's just 10 years.
10 years. It's actually 11 years and a half.
Anyways,
shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to see if there's a time or something on it, or a date.
Should be somewhere.
Regardless, I want to see it.
Yeah, yeah. It made what, like 90 million first weekend?
They thought Grown Ups was going to smash it.
Wait, Grown Ups?
Why?
Wait, the Adam Sandler movie Grown Ups?
Mm-hmm. Yup. Yeah.
There's a new Grown Ups?
Yeah.
Grown Ups 2. Oh my god. Okay, in relation, Pacific Rim, pulling a 7.9 out of 10 and a meta score of 64 out of 100. Grown Ups, 4.6 out of 10 and 19 out of 100.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know what everyone was expecting. The first one wasn't that great.
I didn't even see it.
I didn't even see it. How about that one?
Wow, I mean, actually,
even Adam Sandler's probably like, how the fuck are we doing this? Look at these giant-ass robots.
Pacific Rim, or they have the box office here. Actually, no. There's, I think Box Office Mojo is better.
They thought it was going to flop like fucking Lone Ranger.
Which is sad, because I saw Lone Ranger, and it was good.
It was filmed here, and I didn't even bother seeing it.
It was good.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was completely off with my numbers here. 7-day total for Pacific Rim, $52.2 million. 7-day total for Grown Ups 2, $59.5 million.
So it got more?
It got more. $7.3 million more than Pacific Rim. Who is seeing this?
It had such a terrible rating.
Box office. Let's see.
People just want
parents and their kids.
Well, people went and saw it and they hated it.
People know Adam Sandler and nobody knew what the fuck Pacific Rim was.
It's true. I've seen the trailer numerous times and I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
And sometimes that's the best.
I still haven't even seen the trailer. That's why I'm excited to see it, because I don't know anything about this movie.
I watched one trailer with no sound, and that's usually how my life goes.
Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
I know it's about giant robots. That's all I need to know.
And aliens, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see it aliens.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't want to know anything else.
All right, I'm sorry, Terry. I know. I'm sorry. I almost blew it.
Okay, because I saw the trailer and I was like,
my God, it's like, you want to shut up.
No, he's just talking about his experience with it, right?
I was watching the trailer when I saw it the first time, and I was just like, this is a live-action anime happening, like, right now.
This is Gundam Wing live-action.
This is real. This is happening. I need to see this.
Need that one gif of that one guy going, this is happening! Or, it's happening.
I mean, just look at the poster. It says it all. Look how Evangelion inspired that shit is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even watch that, so I wouldn't.
And neither did I. I saw a few episodes. Whiny-ass character. Hey. Don't care.
Yeah, that's why I keep comparing it to Gundam Wing, because I have seen that, although I'm pretty sure these robots aren't flying around with wings and with lightsabers and stuff.
And drama.
If it does, though, if that does happen, all right, let's do it. Uh-huh.
Man, how cool would that be? Just a live-action Gundam movie.
If it has the right...
It needs money behind it.
It could be as much soap opera as Gundam Wing, but...
I like G Gundam better.
G Gundam was good. I like Gundam Wing. This is just the first one I watched.
Yeah, that was the first one I watched, and I still like G better, because...
Everyone's more action. It's
still weepy.
Maybe I'll go to one of these used stores and I'll get G.
It's loud roar tells me to grasp victory.
That's what it's all about, man.
Speaking of animes, I was up.
Oh yeah, you finally
all
got
night.
It
I was up all night. It was 8 a.m. when I finished. I was watching Attack on Titan.
Finally.
And let me tell you. That is some shit. That's the type of show where it's like you can definitely tell that it's written by the dude from Death Note, because in Death Note when you're watching that you're like you know, and like that's happening, and literally the next episode you have the same reactions like what? This anime starts off so awesome. And you're like, oh man, they got these giant, like, titan, like, beings, and they're blocking them by this giant wall. And then, like, you see, like, the super, super big titan that they've never seen before. And everybody's like, oh shit, you know? And then, like, it's a bunch of shit starts happening. I'm trying not to go too deep into it, you know? So that's why I'm using descriptive words like shit and happening. And it's just like one thing after next, and I did not expect it to go in the way that I was going to go. And I'm a little disappointed, because I thought it was going to be like, I can't even go into it, because I know some people haven't watched it. Ryan, you need to watch it if you haven't
put
yet.
Put a spoiler alert. Dang,
I haven't watched it.
Maybe at the very end of the podcast, we'll do like a little spoiler cast, yeah? Okay, just a little good. One. We'll give everybody a countdown. People can leave when they don't want to. Ryan and Dole, if you guys don't want it spoiled, then you can take off too.
That's I'll probably time. Never watch it.
Really? Okay, well then just hang around, and then if it sounds like something that you want to get into, then you should definitely watch it. So yeah, we'll talk about it at the end. We'll talk about it at the end.
Well, wait, I want to know, what episode did you end on?
14.
Good.
Okay. So yeah. You saw it all.
Good. I saw it
tomorrow
all.
There's a new one.
Yep. I was so angry too, because it's like when you get into a show, you're like, oh yes, and then you finally
us like from the beginning.
I know, and then I catch up to where I'm like, oh, I gotta wait now. Damn it. That's why I asked Terry, like, when I was first started, I was like, is it over? And he goes, no, it's still going. And in my back of my head, I'm like, you're gonna hate yourself when you're done with this. It's so cool. And Terry, you mentioned you think the manga's over, or did you ever look into that?
I'm pretty sure it's done. What I looked at a site that like uploads them, and it looked like that they all had been uploaded at once. I don't know if that means that it was done and it got popular and everyone wanted to see it, and so they uploaded all of it, or if it just got popular, they uploaded as many as there were available, and then that's it. I don't know if it's done.
I don't want to read it. I don't want to ruin it.
I don't want to. Yeah, I would have gladly read it if I had done that first, but but I started watching it, so now I have.
I know,
to
I'm too deep. Finish watching. Too deep.
Too deep to go and read it and ruin it. I'm gonna look
it
up.
Yeah, the anime. It says that they're shooting for 25 plus an OVA.
Good.
Or they have 25 planned. I guess. I think that's what it is.
Okay, so we still have a lot more.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, this is how we were about Sword Art Online, and then they just kind of went. They just you're like, okay,
hey,
wait,
you blew it.
I know all the writers. You guys have been doing great. Everybody's loving the show. Let's fucking throw a wrench in the tire, and let's get rid of all you. We'll bring in a new group of writers from this other show called Fairy Time Dance Off. and we'll just see where they're going to take with the story. And lo and behold, fairies are involved. I never finished that, by the way. I couldn't do it. I stopped at like episode 18 or something.
How are your emotions after watching that?
I don't know. There's so many.
He's dead inside like the rest of us, Alex.
There's one guy that I really want to talk about, but I don't want to ruin
it. I think I know who you're talking about.
It's one of the people that work for the military.
Yeah.
I think you guys know who I'm talking about.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I just want to complain about him for a while. Just for like maybe 10 seconds. I could get it done in 10 seconds. But, I will say, though, I 100% endorse this show as of right now. As of episode 14... the end of 14, I completely endorse this show. I think it's fantastic. It was honestly like I was gonna put off to the side and work on other things, but you know how animes are—you gotta read it. You know?
You have to read it, yeah.
Right. So I was constantly like looking over, reading it, and then you get like three episodes in, and you're just like, and then I just put it on my main screen and lean back. That was it. And then before I knew it, it was 8 a.m. and I'm like, well, should I go to bed? And I was like, nah, I'll try to stay up. And then I fell asleep at like noon. So today has not been a very productive day so far.
Well, there's going to be another episode for us tomorrow.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I watched it on Crunchyroll because they got really nice 1080p quality. It's fantastic.
So Crunchyroll sounds really good right now, man.
Yeah. Let's not get into another sushi talk.
Oh my god. I can talk about sushi all day.
Well, we did a lot last podcast.
I know.
I still haven't listened to that.
There's a lot of sushi, and that, like, because we're talking to Alex about what he needs to do to enjoy it.
Have you tried sushi, by the way? Follow up time?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's expensive, so.
I'm waiting for my girlfriend to come back from New
York. I got
York
expensive so taste.
You should go up there and have sushi.
Not that New York. Not that side of New York.
You could always go there. You could rent a car.
She lives like 5 hours away.
So what? You're 25 now. Rent a car.
Yeah, Alex, your girlfriend visited the same part of New York that mine did last year.
She lives there.
She lives there?
Yeah, where? What part of New York did Leanna go to?
Buffalo.
Yeah, no, well, she lives like in the, about 45 minutes.
What's she doing in Florida then?
School.
Oh.
I get you.
Yeah, she lives
so that's
like.
That's why he's up in the summertime. She's up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you tell her that she's better than New York. I was going to say she ain't good enough for New York, but that was going to come out backwards.
She can't wait to come back. She can't wait to come back.
She like the weather in Florida? Because she might be a little messed up if she does. No?
It's just that side of New York is so dead.
Florida sounds so painful.
It's whatever.
You get used to it.
Being from
it depends
Florida
on what side of Florida you're in.
Look, man, I'm living in the desert. I understand it's a miserable place to be in heat. You guys have humidity, and I like humidity, but it just sounds too much.
Florida's all right. It's just...
That's not what you want to hear about a state.
No. It's
all right.
It's all right if you're in the right place in Florida.
Like right on the edge of it?
Like if you're in a
like
very populated
distance
state.
Of another
no.
state?
No, like, if you're going to Orlando, say Orlando, right? Like where Mike comments. Or even where I'm at, St. Petersburg, or Miami. You know, it's not so bad. It's a city. It's populated with enough people.
Wait, you're saying like the southern part of Florida is all right? Like
southern central.
I assume but that then, part would be the worst part.
No, man, it's all about the north where the alligators are.
You see, then there's that part of Florida where all the rednecks are.
That was a good impersonation.
it just sounds awful.
Yeah, that's the part of Florida we don't like to mention.
Come to the West Coast. I have to go back. I have to feel the sun's rays from a farther away distance.
From a
They're
mile
too
away.
Close. They're too close. They burn my flesh.
Real quick, just to touch on Attack on Titan again, it looks like the manga is still going.
Yeah.
Well, that is good news. Put that on the board.
All right.
He didn't put it on the board. He walked away.
I didn't. I hit the board.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh. Who are you talking to?
None of your business.
Me.
Oh, it's just the boy.
It's just the boy. Don't worry about it.
Go on. It's like he's not even here.
You said you saw this anime like really early in the morning, like late at night.
Well, I started at like midnight. So, I mean, I watched
it. Was anyone else around? Were you getting to that point where you're watching the anime and you have to tell someone about it?
I was talking to Terry almost the entire time, up until like 3:30, and then like, I didn't know you left, Terry. Did you leave?
Yeah,
or did your internet come out?
My modem just pooped. Then I tried to restart it. It wasn't working. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, because I had it full screen, and I was like sitting there, and like Jose was still in the call because he went to bed, and he's like, I'm hosting the call, but just, I'm turning my heads off, whatever. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then I started watching Attack on Titan, and I was talking to Terry about it.
Yeah, and then stupid game.
Yeah, and I started talking about one of these episodes, and I'm like, man, Terry's not like talking at all anymore. And then I just thought that he had his mic turned off or whatever. And I finished the episode, and I minimized it to go to the next episode, and I was like, oh, I'm the only one on the call. And it was like 4 in the morning, so I was like, whatever, I hung up. And, But, there was a lot of times. There was a lot of things where I was just like, what is, come on. I gotta talk to people about this. It was actually really sad that Terry went to bed, but then I was like, yeah, it's 4 a.m.
What part did you go to bed, Terry? What did you leave him on?
I think he was in the part where they were training him.
Oh, that's fucked up, Terry. That's what you left.
I didn't choose to leave.
You son of a bitch.
My modem just died.
How could you do this to me, Terry?
Oh my God, you are a piece of shit, Terry.
This was not my choice. I would have liked
what
to
happens
stay
right
up.
After that episode.
I know.
You asshole!
I would have loved to have stayed, but that was not happening, apparently, thanks to Comcast.
Yeah.
Bullshit, I'm so tired of their bullshit!
Anyways, it was...
They have Fios in the Bay Area.
Yep. They have Fios here, too.
I'm gonna get Verizon Fios.
Not where I live.
Fucked up, Terry.
But
I get nothing.
Oh, yeah, Terry, it was around the time, too, when I finally saw the military police. Their crest is a unicorn with a luxurious mane.
That's what it
was. That's what it is.
I could remember everyone's but theirs.
Yeah.
Wait, there's the trainee one, which is the swords, right?
Yeah.
The swords. Then there's...
Well, it's not just trainees. It's well, I guess it's trainee corp, yeah? Because like, all the higher-ups there also have it.
Then there's the what do you fucking call them? The guard people with the roses.
Yeah, the roses.
Yeah. Then you have the survey corps, which is the Wings of Freedom.
Yep. Then the military police. The
military. So there's four branches?
Yeah. As far as I've seen... I guess we've all seen now.
Four branches, three walls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's
2.5.
Oh, too soon.
Yeah, what? I don't think that's spoiling anything. They break a wall.
Terry, bro.
But good show, good show. Let's honestly, we should stop talking about it. You can ask me all questions you want at the end. Then we don't have to worry about spoilers or nothing. Terry or Alex too, maybe. I'm not sure. You guys started watching that Free show?
Yeah.
I saw it on their on the lineup. It's like the sixth most watched show right now.
Yeah,
it looks like it's about a swim team.
Yeah, it's one of those slice of life animes.
It's definitely more. That's what's killing me. It's definitely more slice of life than like extreme over the top sports thing, which is what I wanted it to be.
You want a Prince of Tennis?
I want a Prince of Tennis in the pool.
I just want a bunch of half naked Prince of Tennis. All right.
I want to see some dinosaurs get crushed.
Listen, you want that? I want a dark Pokemon. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, we were talking about if the dude from Death Note or whatever, the writer, we really should figure out his name. If he wrote Pokemon, like a season of Pokemon. Like how weird or how crazy it would go.
It'd be real.
Yeah.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Pokemon's real.
I think that they do need to have something like that. They do spin-offs all the freaking time. It's not a show that has any dignity
left. It's never going to happen. Pokemon is owned by Nintendo.
No, they won't. They won't. It's the same reason when they did Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. They took out all the fatalities and gore. They don't want those characters, like, dying. They don't want that image on their characters.
Dang.
It's not going to happen. Especially not with Pokemon. That's like kid-friendly, kid-targeted.
What if they don't call them Pokemon? What if they don't fit in your pockets?
What if they're too big?
Yeah, why don't they call them, like, Bakemon? And it'll be, well, no, there's already a Bakemon.
There's a Bakugan.
Yeah, Bakugan, that's what I'm thinking of.
Isn't that like the top one, where they play with tops?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Beyblade.
Well, isn't Bakugan one too?
Bakugan has like these balls or something.
Yeah, something with balls. You throw your balls at each other.
Yeah, no, don't they zip them though?
No, that's Beyblade.
And it spins them?
Beyblade is another one I don't get. Like, my nephew's into that shit. And he's like, all right, you take this one. And I was like, okay. And he goes, now you shoot it out. And I was like, okay. He goes, I shot it out and it's spinning. And he shoots this. And I was like, okay, what happens to that? He goes, now we battle. And I was like,
now we wait. And they're just spinning around each other.
I was like, this is it? I was like, in my day, we had Pokemon.
We had playing cards.
Stakes have never been higher with Pokemon cards.
Is there like an online Pokemon game like thing? Oh yeah, I guess there is, huh? There's that one Pokemon battle deal. Oh. But that's not the same.
No.
It's more like a simulator.
Are you talking about like the cards or
cards?
There's like a browser one that we looked at and it wasn't like up. It was in like beta or something.
Because I know there's that battle one. I've seen the battle one.
Oh yeah, I remember the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a straight up like Pokemon online card trading card.
No,
thing.
It was like in beta or something like that.
Yeah.
It would be like the magic one they had years ago.
Yeah, I want a Magic the Gathering game. Like the, you know, they have the Magic games or whatever, trading card game, mm-hmm. but for Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think that would actually do all right. Because you could trade cards of Magic. You could buy booster packs and stuff like that. You could buy decks and stuff. But it's just digital.
Yeah. That's what the thing was.
That's what the browser one was. Yeah.
Was it officially licensed?
Yeah, it was official.
Oh, wow. And
the thing, there wasn't just browser. It had its own executable.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Oh. Whatever. It wasn't ready, though. So we never played it.
But that was like, what? Like a year ago?
Yeah, probably.
Probably up by now.
We're getting a Pokemon trading card game. I am not being left out.
Well, we're just talking about like that they should make one.
You're talking about there is one.
Well, they were talking about how there was one in the works, but it wasn't ready at the time they checked.
I just
last
heard Alex
year.
Says it's ready.
Well, I didn't
he
say
just promised me ready. That it's ready right now, and I'm going to hold him
no,
back.
No. I don't think he said
that at all.
That it wasn't ready a year ago. Hey,
remember that favor you owe me?
What?
Ryan, can I talk to you over here for a second?
What, please? Alex? What?
Can we not bring this up right now?
Okay, fine. Whatever you want, Alex. Go ahead.
I don't remember what it was called, though.
Well, I found one called Pokemon TCG.com, which is officially licensed Pokemon trading game.
Yes, this is it. It's trading card game online, TCGO.
Version 1.1. I'm going to download it.
Okay.
You got to log in.
You got to register.
Yeah.
I have a login. I just don't remember it.
I don't know why this makes me uncomfortable, but the pictures that they use of the people, they're not anime enough.
That's Pokemon. That's their style.
It bothers me.
I don't know what I'm hearing for. That's super.
It would be funny if they made like an online game where like when you put in your date of birth, like for us, there's no reason for us to lie anymore. But like we put in ours, like, yeah, no, 1988. And they're like, oh, sir, you're far too old to be playing
this. You can't play this game.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Just don't make this weird.
I don't remember my account.
We'll make a new one.
I wonder if I could have the word orgy.
I had like 10 booster packs, man.
What? You gonna share the wealth or what?
No.
God, did you have to actually buy them with cash?
No. Well, I didn't. Because there's also a single player where you can fight these AI people for badges or I don't know what the fuck. And I think for winning them, they would give you the booster pack.
Man, there's a lot of radio buttons here.
Alex.
What?
Did you end up watching Gatchaman?
No, I'm waiting till there's a couple more episodes.
I got you, man.
Because I don't want... Like, I never watch an anime when there's only one episode. Unless...
These are a lot of radio
buttons. Go on, Alex.
No, fuck it. Done.
Can we watch Eye Shield one of these days?
What's Eye Shield?
It's like a football one. Yeah, the football one.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like 140 episodes of it, so like we have a lot to watch.
Where do you see this Eye Shield?
Yeah, it's
not about Eye Shield. It's old.
Yeah, it's an older one. It's been out for a while, anyways. I don't know if they're still making new. Ryan, your phone, maybe?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm checking my email for this registration.
Oh, there's Eye Shield. What the fuck? Eye Shield?
Oh, there it is. I'm going to hold my...
Oh, it's a football anime.
That's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be like Prince of Tennis, but it's football. It's supposed to be. It's like in the same realm. It's just like a crazy epic football thing where they're like this
like
kid...
Like that intense...
The kid can see like the line. He's like, he's a... What are the runner guys? The running backs? He can see the lines that he has to take in between people as he's like playing football. So like it's fucking the time slows down. He's like, pew, and there's like, and he just when he runs through it, it's crazy. That's how it was described to me, like sound effects and all.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! There was a fucking ad for Titan.
An ad
and
for
you
Titan.
Blew it.
Titan is such a good anime.
Ah, dang it. The screen name Potato Orgy you have chosen has deemed inappropriate for use on Pokemon.com.
Whatever. I can't remember my thing. I think I'm going to need to make a new one.
Oh, shit. New episode of Gatchaman.
Gatchaman.
Okay, go continue that. What is that?
It's okay. Do you remember that old anime with like the superheroes and like the bird costumes?
Oh, shit, I'm in.
It's nothing like that.
Why would you bring
nothing
it?
Nothing like that. It's the same. It's the same name. It's like a spiritual not even sequel. Just it's in that same universe, but it's nothing like that at all.
Really.
It's hard to explain. Just watch it. It's weird, but it's weird in an interesting way. It's a superhero kind of thing. But it was out there, man. It was nothing. I went into it thinking, because I heard the name, I was like, that name sounds familiar. I looked it up, I was like, oh yeah, the bird anime with the superheroes. That shit was awesome. Nothing like that.
Interesting.
Not even a little bit. But yeah, it's a Tatsunoko anime. Same people.
Tatsunaku?
Dwight.
I'm trying to get on your level here.
You're not anime enough.
I don't know anything about anime anymore. Learn. I'm still out of the loop. I haven't watched anime. I mean, I watched the anime last year, but it was Dragon Ball Z. Like,
if you're gonna watch an anime, Ryan, for this year, make it Titan.
Titan, or if you're looking for something more kind of like, I guess, story-based. I mean, Attack on Titan, the story is solid because it's written by the other anime I was about to mention, Death Note. Death Note is really good. It's really quick, too. It's two seasons. It's already done. And if you like that, you're going to love Titan. Like, Titan's is so much more action-packed.
Can I watch an anime? Am I...
But he used to swim, so he should be watching Free.
He should be watching Free.
It's exactly like... It'll be like an exact recreation of his experience.
Go on. Make your jokes. Go on. I want to hear them.
No. We're not making fun of swimmers here.
I was making fun of you.
No. They're saying you could relate to it. You'd be like, no, they doing 100 meters, butterfly, crazy. You can't.
I swear, you got the upper body strength for that.
Back in my day.
Look, Ryan, you're already into it.
Shit, shoot me a link. Where can I watch it? I'm in.
Go right there. Go to crunchyroll.com videos anime or whatever.
I have to
Is
click.
That even on Crunchyroll?
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
Dude, stop calling it that. Can we call it something, code name something else?
Zero.
I've been craving.
How about just
sushi.
Crunchy? Just crunchy.
Hard these last few days.
Well, I'm sorry, Ryan.
Call it
Chris. My boss owes me lunch, and she called in today, and I'm like, that's some metal bullshit.
she's avoiding you.
There's only like 3 episodes right now, Ryan.
And she's buying everybody else lunch tomorrow. And I'm like,
3
you
episodes.
Buy me my lunch.
There's 6.
What's it called? Silver Spoon?
Crunchyroll has 6 episodes.
Oh, no, they have 3, but they have 2 other ones. They have 2 PVs, whatever those are.
What's it called?
Here, Ryan, right here.
Called Free, right?
There's a direct link to it.
Look, you couldn't make it any easier than that. Oh, this looks so anime.
This anime looks so anime.
Oh my god. Why is his hair purple? It shouldn't be purple.
See, there's also a backstory to this anime to how it became.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Where some swimmers just like, hi, one night we're like, hey, you know what we should do? We should make anime about swim.
It was
it
was like a commercial with these characters that you see now that at the time there was nothing special about them. There was no anime.
Like a 15-second commercial with these characters.
Like for the Olympics or something?
No, it was just for the studio to have. And I guess the people in Japan took this commercial over the top. And they started giving these characters their own personalities, their own names. There was fan fiction written about these characters who never said a word in this commercial.
About these characters.
Oh my god, people are crazy.
I know.
And are seen like a swimming anime.
And then eventually it got so popular and people demanded an anime so much that there it is, it's Free.
What the fuck? I don't know if I can watch this, guys.
It's, like I said, it's a slice of life, you know.
I don't know if I can watch anime. Am I too old?
You're never too old for anime.
Have I gone too far?
Have I gone too anime? The world may never know.
I haven't gotten too anime. That's the opposite problem.
As long as you're comfortable with seeing some other dude's pecs and triceps.
As long as you don't get jealous of all these other dudes.
He watched Dragon Ball Z. He's good.
Yeah, let's say.
That's way worse.
Why is that worse? They're aliens, man.
It's okay, because they're aliens.
So maybe he is going to get a little jealous.
They are Asian Superman.
Asian Superman. So I got the card thing up and going.
Mine's downloading.
Mine's finished. What up, bitches? I'm opening the game right meow.
Play type unlimited.
My deck. Never get the game first. I never get the game first.
Well, I got it first.
I got it first. It's already open on my deck. It's not responding.
Ryan, I'm saying I'm already in the game.
No, you're not. You haven't finished downloading it yet, Dwight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I haven't done that. I haven't. What are we doing?
We're going to talk about Attack on Titan now.
No, not now.
Enough anime. Enough.
What else is there, Ryan?
We don't know anything else.
That's all we know now.
Is it really this small? Is it like forced to be this small?
No. It's full screen. It's 1080p.
I am not having that experience.
Well, you're still installing.
No, I'm loading the game.
Yeah, we are not in the game.
I am accepting the licensing agreement. I am logging in and authenticating my account.
Yeah, damn it.
How?
Yes.
Oh my god, my computer just went dark. I thought it died. I'm gonna be sick. Man. The game loaded. That's what happened.
You okay, Ryan?
Okay, you don't understand what it's like. Hey, how do I find you?
Well, I guess we gotta add each other, yeah?
Friend battle.
Friend.
You really gonna do this right now?
Yeah, man. What's the better time than on the pod? What is this?
No, we're definitely not going to do this on the podcast. I'm just checking it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got to do a Let's Play, right?
Yeah. Maybe we'll stream it or something. I don't know.
Not do this without me. I will freak the fuck out.
Well, it looks like you probably have to put in some time if you actually want a deck that you like.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to do that on my own time. Maybe I'll report becoming a Pokemon master.
Yeah, maybe you will. I don't know.
We all have our own stories. We'll put them together. Make a journal of our adventures as Pokemon masters.
This guy too old for anime. He wants to make a journal about his Pokemon card adventures.
He wants to start building a
Pokemon deck. Stop his path along the way, huh? Perhaps. Some friends become enemies. Some enemies become friends.
What's terrible is that, like, I don't remember, like, what you had to do for a deck.
You had to shit, man. You had to get a variety, and you had to make sure you had the energy cards for it. I'm ready. I am.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm just
down.
How many cards are supposed to be in a deck?
60.
Too many.
60?
It's too many.
Is it really 60?
It's 30. Yeah, I don't know. Terry, 60. It's 60, right?
It's 60?
Yeah, 60.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've seen people go in with like half decks and just destroy people.
Really?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Well, I guess you have like a better chance of getting the cards that you want if you bring the numbers down.
You can bring bigger decks too.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just dumb.
That's crazy. Can I take any more of those?
They use a bigger deck if they had the better chance of getting hit big hitters and fucking your day up before you can get all the.
Yeah, but there's like little things that I don't remember either. Like some cards you can only have like one of. Yeah.
Right, you can only
have
one.
Some you can only have, like, four of.
Sometimes their attack is, like, fucked up, and you have to, like, so much shit, you can't even do it.
It's that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Worth the trouble of getting all that that many energy cards.
Okay. I just went into, like, the deck customization thing and just, like, spammed the mouse button on all the stuff. I want that one, this one, four of those, that one.
I had, like, a bunch of Pikachus.
Oh, nice. Congrats. He's the best Pokemans, right?
He's the worst, man.
I'm going to call this deck Pikachu, even though it's not lightning. Or is it lightning? Is that the energy?
Electricity.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It looks okay. It's definitely made
jumping router
kids.
Is that like a superstitious thing?
What?
Terry said jumping router, but if he, I don't understand. Oh, the reference.
Yeah, his router died.
But how did he send us that message?
He's probably on his phone.
From the beyond, do you think?
Yes, he's dead.
From the beyond.
Terry, if you are there, we are listening. Come in, America, Doug. Come in.
I'm going to play against Zach.
Don't play!
Oh, okay.
You told me not to play, you piece of crap. I closed the window.
All right.
I just opened mine.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. I was like, oh, well, I'll just start on even playing ground. But you motherfuckers...
No, Alex is just installing his stuff. Like, you got to open it to finish the installation.
Uh-huh.
You've opened yours, yeah?
Yes, and okay, I started playing, and you said don't play, so I turned mine off.
Well, yeah, no, we shouldn't play. Yeah, during the.
You just said you were about to fight Zach.
No, I pressed play on the thing, and like I was making sure that the deck.
Alex, what did he say?
Oh, Ryan.
I'm gonna battle Zach. Dull, please robot him.
Said I'm about to fight Zach.
There you go.
Please, robot in.
Okay, I don't even care, do I?
Please, robot in.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Beep, boop, boop.
How do I find you? What's your name?
Don't do this!
I added you, Ryan. It's only fair that we add him.
I didn't add you.
Oh. Mine is just It's Potato. I assumed, Ryan, you're Sniper Goo, yeah?
That is truth.
Yeah.
The one, the only, the true Sniper Goo.
Man, the chat is going crazy.
I get a new computer.
Hey, Terry, welcome back. Oh, maybe not just yet.
What?
Oh, there he is.
Think of your damn mind.
What?
No, we were saying there you were.
Yeah, I know. I said yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't say yeah. I got bad news. I'm telling you, you didn't say
yeah. I searched for you. Oh, search.
I'm done.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, no.
When I left, you guys were talking about building decks and shit. I was like, you just got done saying you're not going to do this, right?
Well, no, because Alex just finished
this part of the podcast.
I'm just adding them up.
And you'll hear me yelling at them about this, okay? Let me try to snap some order while you were gone.
Crack the whip.
All I got is this robot dog over here.
Oh.
Go on. Speak.
Nothing. That was just rude.
From what I've seen about this game. Whoa. What?
What?
I don't know. But the game, I think, would benefit from the developers from the Magic the Gathering game. Because that game is pretty, and it works great for like a digital card game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's set up good, it works good, it's fluid, it looks really nice, and that was actually last year's version. I haven't gotten 2013 or 2014? I don't know how they do that.
2014 is the new one.
Is it 2014? Okay, so they are doing
the
whole
new Madden. Year. Madden for nerds.
That's what I'm saying, is like, do they do it the current year, or are they one of those types of people that do it next year?
How do they know the lineup? What if something gets traded?
You gotta update your roster, bro. But
patch.
Pouring rain outside.
Yeah, just take a look at the Steam page there. Like it's set up really nice, and like the effects are cool.
It hailed so hard today.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that picture you posted.
Yeah, dude, it hurt. One of them hit me in the finger while I was filming. I almost died. I'm allergic to the cold, you know.
Yes, well, not by getting hit by an ice cube.
No, but I picked up a whole handful because it looked like snow.
Yeah.
It was really stupid on my part.
Yeah, Sam and I had a really stupid moment with hail one time in Manteca where we went outside and made a bunch of snowballs and were throwing them at each other, but it was hail. So it was basically just big ice balls. And it hurt. We both got hit like once or twice, and we're like, okay, nope, we're
time out. Time out.
Do you remember Julian Gonzalez?
Oh, I remember Julian.
So me and him are walking back from the annex to my house, going down Hastings.
Right.
And just shit goes down. Just hail. Huge hail. Biggest hail I've ever seen in my life. And I just dive under some dude's truck. Like, that's parked in the driveway. And Julia's just out there, just like getting nailed. Just like, and I'm like, hey, get under the truck.
Get down here.
And my parents like drove by while we were there. So we walk home and we just get home and they're like, oh, did you get caught in that hail? And we're just like blistered and bruised. We got welts. Like, it looks like we went through a game of racquetball where all we did was stand there.
We were the wall when we played racquetball.
Oh my God. It was horrible. It was so scary. It's like the end of the world.
Fucking balls of ice falling from the sky.
Oh, man.
Old Ming.
And the rain's done. It sounded like somebody just turned a sprinkler on for a minute. So it is 2014. Man, I hope they don't, like, somebody doesn't decide to go a different way with their element before the year, you know? Before the real season starts.
I miss playing Magic.
Me too.
That was a solid card game. Still is a solid card game.
All my Magic cards went to the dump.
Oh, I got mine.
They're so sad. I saw them slide in. I didn't know they were in a box. And I just saw them all slide out. And I was just like, devastated.
No! Oh, I have the 23.
I couldn't jump in after him. It's the freaking dump. Just gotta let it go.
Here we go. Yeah, I still got mine.
I think my Pokemon cards are still around somewhere.
I barely even used this deck, too. This was like, I got this deck on the decline of when I was playing. It was my, what is it? Planeswalker, I think?
Yeah.
Rebels Unite. But it was a good deck. I liked it. I played with Slithers.
I don't even remember, dude. I don't remember shit.
It's a good game. Yeah.
I never got into Magic.
We used to play it in the back of band. How's that for some nerdy shit?
Yeah, Julian and I, funny you mention it, would play it during P.E., when we weren't doing PE.
I couldn't follow him into Yu-Gi-Oh! I just couldn't do it.
No, I tried. Yeah, he tried to get me into it, and I still actually have that deck, too. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Never got into Yu-Gi-Oh!
I never even bothered buying a deck. I was like, this looks so stupid. This cartoon's stupid. This is all stupid. Good day.
I tried, like, for probably a month or two. Like, you know, because they all played it, so I was like, okay, well, I'll try it out, and as I was playing it, I was like, this isn't really grabbing me as much as Magic did. Because Magic, like, I mean, I know all card games have a strategy to them, but Magic was like playing chess.
There was
multiple strategies on how you could do things. Like, with Pokemon, it's basically like, if you got, like, some strong-ass things, you're done, you know?
Right, but with Magic, it's like, you can use moves ways that they never thought that you could use a move against them, and they're just like, what the frick?
And you could go in with, like, a physically weak deck. But that deck, like elves, remember Brock? Brock,
The rock what? Trader, right? With the one that gives you the first badge?
No. Mm-hmm. Brock from Weston Ranch.
Oh, yeah, with the squinty eyes, kind of like Brock. With,
right, yeah.
He had a really high, squinty voice.
Kind of like the other Brock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That guy, he had an elf deck.
Oh, my God, that son of a bitch.
We can get into that afterwards if you want to talk about it.
We will.
He had an elf deck. For Magic, and elves are, like, they're physically weak, but you can just bust them out, like, super quick. So he'll have, like, 20 elves on the table within, like, 5 minutes, and then he would just overrun you. And I remember his deck being so strong, no one could beat him, because he could get him out too much, until I got my Slither deck, which kind of, the way Slithers work is that
they all
buff each other. So you put out one, it's like all Slithers on the table get plus one attack. You put out another one, it's like all Slithers get plus two defense.
So it's like that drinking game when someone takes a shot, everyone takes a shot?
I don't know. Maybe? I don't know what game you're talking about.
It's the worst.
Okay, well, it sounds terrible if it's like Slithers, because then everybody's taking like 14 shots at a time.
Yeah, it's like, so if I took a shot and you, me, and Terry were there. You, me, and Terry. That's enough people, it'll get too complicated. You, me, and Terry.
I take a shot. So you both have to take a shot. But since you two took a shot, I have to take two shots. So therefore, you both have to take two shots.
I don't like that at all.
That's not a game.
That's not a game. It's like, hey,
about that.
Let's drink this bottle of alcohol.
We played it with like seven people. Yeah, it was horrible. We couldn't keep up. We just dropped.
Okay, here's one right here.
Kill this ourselves.
Is Virulent Sliver. And all sliver creatures have poisonous one. You know, like, and poisonous when you get one. Like, I don't know, it's poison. So probably just puts a dot on them. But anyways, like, you get like five or six of those out, and they all like buff each other, and it just gets insane. It's fun.
I'm surprised you guys haven't played Scrolls yet, then.
I need to get into Scrolls.
I'd watched Lethal Frag play it. I don't like the way it's set up. I don't like the hexagon thing.
I like that. That's probably the only thing that really pulled me into it.
Really? Yeah, see, yeah. I don't like that. I want to play it. I just don't have it.
So do I.
Yeah.
I go to Brock. Brock McBride's house.
Brock McBride. That was his name.
And I play Halo for the first time. I play Halo for the first time in my life.
Of course.
I get fucked in the asshole.
Yep.
So I go home, and I buy Halo.
At your home? That's impressive.
On my way home, I buy Halo. And make Sean take me to the store. Mm-hmm. Buy Halo. Sean and I go home. We beat it. And my life has never been the same. We're back. Played with him a week later. Won every single game.
So Brock was the one that started it off.
Yeah, he was like the first one. I played Halo at his house at a Halo party, my first Halo party. It was like a week or two after the game had even come out.
Yeah, those were the people that we had LAN parties with in the beginning.
Right, all the Western Ranch people. Yeah, in the ranch. I didn't go to many of those. I stopped. I hated going to the ranch.
They're the reason I got into DDR super heavy in high school.
Oh my god, they're obsessed with DDR. Yeah. I was not. No, it's all about hand eye for me. Fuck feet. Nope.
What are feet?
I don't do feet eye coordination.
No. I'm clumsy.
Yeah.
I knocked a pregnant woman over today by complete accident.
What?
Whoa! she was bending down into her drawer, and I was trying to like go past because I had to get to my station.
Of course.
And I just like smacked into her with my headphones, like were in a case in my pocket next to my phone, and they just kind of like clipped her, and she just like toppled over.
Grip your bags,
my baby.
Somebody save my baby.
She was with a customer, and she was like, "Oh my god, fish!" And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Like, I really was. I didn't mean to do it.
Curse my hands!
Damn these hands! Oh, it was just awkward. So awkward. Good thing it was a regular customer, because if not, that could have been incredibly awkward. We were dead for an hour after the hail. Like, you could have, like, screamed in the Smiths and heard your echo. It was so quiet.
People got scared. They don't know what
to
do with Halo.
One wants to die.
Yeah, and then it got really busy. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck today. They gave us a moment of reprieve. Lured us into a false sense of security, so we stopped trying. Well, the day's done. We're dead, right?
Half day, everyone.
Shut down. We might as well just close. Then we get super busy, and so at about 6:45, I'm like, hey, did anybody balance the vault? And they're like, no, and I was like, god damn it! So we had to do a bunch of shit. We hadn't even started closing the store, and we had 15 minutes. But we got out of there 5 minutes after we closed. So I call that
that's a
good
win.
Good management on my part, because when the other manager's there, they don't get out till 7:15, but I walk out the door at 7:05 because I stop doing that job when I don't have to, because I'm a banker and they want to treat me like shit, so I'll just be a banker. And nothing else. So I walk out the door at 7:05. Enough time to pick up my wireless charger, grab Sarah's sweater from the back, which I use as a pillow in the park when I sleep, and that's it. I leave.
Oh, you're my little homeless man sleeping in the park.
Yeah, homeless man in a shirt and tie.
Okay, you just lost your home.
You're well dressed.
Sell my home,
man.
Don't say that. Yeah, I enjoy sleeping in the park. You guys don't even know.
I'm sure it's very nice.
It is, and I listen to books on tape while I do it.
Well, let me rephrase that. I'm sure it's very nice when you're not being burned by the sun.
In the shade, it's not bad. I sleep under a tree.
Okay.
Then he shall sleep in the shade.
And I listen to, I'm listening to Xenocide in the Ender's Game series, which I haven't read since I was a little kid. And so listening to it's been very awesome because I've gotten a lot more out of it. However,
here it comes.
The book is what, six, 18 hours long, maybe a little more, on three tracks.
What? 8 hours long?
They're six. Each track is about 6 hours and 30 minutes.
Why would they do it like that?
I don't know. So I just I opened Vegas and I just chopped it apart.
Yeah, good.
Like, nope. This good is call. A. So I chopped them into half an hour segments. I figured that's good. I didn't want to go shorter because I don't have time.
6 hours per track. That's awful.
Yeah, this last track was 6 hours and 48 minutes.
You lose your place and you're just fucked.
Yeah, I cut it into 30 minutes and it made 15 tracks, something like that. It was crazy.
I'm not going to do the math on that. I'm just going to believe you.
Yeah, so I'm going to send it to Tyler and he's going to listen to it because now it's all pre-chopped for him.
Chop, chop.
But yeah, it's been awesome. They have like so many voice actors in the Ender's Game books.
I've been meaning to get around to listening to it. I hear it's good. I hear it's one of those things that kind of changes the way you think, but it's also very controversial, I guess. Because, like, a lot of people, they'll read into it too much, I guess. That's what I've been getting from it.
I love it.
Yeah? Have you only read Ender's Game, or have you read the other ones?
Oh, no, I've read the other ones at least twice, but I read Ender's Game almost every year. This year, I decided to listen to it.
Controversy.
Sean has a signed copy of Xenocide.
Neat. Signed by who?
Orson Scott Card.
Who?
The writer.
Is he a football Some guy. Player? Play football.
He came to BYU, and Sean bought the book and had him sign it. Even though he already had a copy.
Did he play NFL?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to relate to you, Ryan.
It's a book. What are you trying to relate to me with football?
I don't know. Trying to merge our worlds here.
My world is football. You don't even care about football.
Says who?
But do you care about football?
I'm trying to talk to you about football right now, Ryan.
All right, what's your team?
Football.
Wow. Legit. I just said football.
I just told you, Ryan. The football team. That's Dr. Football.
You know the Super Bowl is coming to California, right?
Is it really?
It is. Very
Where
soon.
Where at? San Francisco?
Yes. Wow. In the new, when the new stadium's built, like the year after, it'll have the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. So 2 years.
Dope. I'm going to be back, and my brother-in-law has season tickets, so I'm going to be like, hey, what's up, brother?
Hey.
No, I'm just going to say brother. Hey,
brother.
What's up, my brother?
You come up behind him and you massage him, you know.
Hi, brother.
Brother.
So, how about that Dr. Football?
He's pretty cool, right?
Alex, can we have a different podcast?
This is what you
I know
wanted.
You don't know either, but at least you're not talking.
This is what you wanted.
It's not. I wanted to talk about books and nerdy shit, sci-fi.
And then this is what you get.
I'm in a park listening to a story that mostly takes place outside with people in the grass, and I feel like I'm there. I'm there.
You are there. You are there, Ryan.
All right. Well, I feel like we may have talked enough about podcast things.
What?
How about we move on to a spoiler cast of Attack on Titan?
I move for that.
God damn it.
Listen, we said you could take off.
I don't want to take off. I got to talk to you guys after.
Fair enough. Dole, are you going to hang around? I know you've been really it.
Exterminate.
I know you've really been into this podcast, and I'm sorry that your connection is so bad right now.
Robot in.
The thing is, her connection's not bad either.
What did she say? She said snot, I think.
I think she said she's not.
She'd rather not? Or I'm afraid not?
I think she said that she's not taking off.
She's not taking off?
Yeah, so she's going to stay for the spoiler cast.
Are you sure? Because that's not what it sounded like to me.
Her connection is something.
It sounds like a little child's toy.
Like she's talking on like a same time. She drew the Skype logo on a light bright. She has like her headset plugged in. I don't know what it is. Yeah, she posted her speed test there, and she's getting like almost 9 down. She should be just fine. 9 up.
Is there like a port for Skype?
I don't know. She wrote that it's only when she's in calls with us.
Oh, that's bullshit trying to blame us.
Right?
Bullshit.
It's a bit rude.
Yeah, I know, right? We've been hosting calls for years now with no problems, Dole.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you should look into that, Dole. Like a Skype port. There might be a port. I don't even know if you know how to open ports or not.
Port.
I do.
She does. Good job.
I think she said something about a stew.
Port.
Right, anyway.
All right, so we're going to move on to the spoiler cast for Attack on Titan. If you have any interest, any at all, even just a slight, just you want to see what it's about.
Go out, get.
Just go.
Just go leave, on out. Don't leave watch here. Go find a new home.
It's a show that is so much better when you experience it with no expectations or what's going on. Because it's just going to blow your mind. Just over and over, and it's great. It's the greatest experience ever. We'll give him another 5 seconds. Alex, give us a countdown.
3.
Start at 5, you fool. We said 5 seconds.
Shouldn't have chose someone that didn't know how to count.
3. Okay, go.
Did he lose count?
Wait, let me get a calculator.
Try again, Alex.
Go.
Okay. Spoiler cast, Attack on Titan. So, where should we start?
I want to know what your reaction was when, so the Colossal Titan came back the second time.
Yeah.
And he let all the Titans in, and they all scrambled.
Right.
I want to know your reaction when the main dude's team finally shows up and they're trying to get into the action.
Are you talking about the
talking circles? Hey, spoiler cast.
What?
You guys are like talking main dude and shit.
I lost his name for a second. I'm sorry.
I apologize. I apologize.
Wait, you talking about when the Titan...
I'm talking about when they're trying to fly in, right? They're trying to...
Aaron was like, this is my time.
Yeah, and then his buddy on his squad just gets snatched out of the air.
I'm just going to listen to Desperado.
Yeah.
Oh, not on my TV. Stop it.
Yeah, mute your mic if you're going to do that, Ryan. We can't have that shit.
Not on my TV by accident.
Yeah. You're talking about when the Colossus comes and then, like, he's right at the front door and he kicks the front door in and Aaron sees him and he's like, all right, I'm going to go get him. Like,
it's after that. It's after all the shit. Everyone's panicking. All the shit's going down. All the squads are scrambling. And he's with his team now and they're trying to go in. And his squad just gets demolished immediately.
Oh, with Armin and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, comes flying
in, and then the fucking crazy ass Titan just snatches him in the air with his mouth.
I didn't think that they could move that quick.
Yeah,
and then like the scene where Aaron, he's like zooming by with his maneuver gear, and he's jumping like over the Titan, and he just flips a bitch, looks up, and just bites his leg off.
Yeah.
Oh, that freaked me out, dude. I was like, oh shit, because I didn't realize at first that he bit his leg off. I thought like he bit like his whole lower half off, and I'm like, oh my god, he got something. And then he fell on the roof, and he's missing his leg. And I'm like, oh, that ain't good, Aaron. You gotta get up. I know it's tough, but you gotta move. And Armin Artlet, I think, is his name, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Armin is just hanging out on the roof, acting like a dumbass. He's frozen with fear, and I'm like, dude, you have to, like, do something. your friends are dying, and he's just sitting on the roof. And he's, everywhere he looks, another team member is dying on his team. Another one of his team members is dying. This one's getting eaten. That one's getting crushed. And oh my gosh, and he's just freaking out. And his best friend is on the roof across from him.
And missing a leg.
Missing a leg, bleeding to death, probably. And he's just frozen. He can't do anything. And then the old, I love that guy, the old Titan. The Santa Claus looking one. Yeah. He's like, hey, buddy, I'm going to pick you up now. And he picks up Armin and he like puts him in his mouth and Armin's sliding down. And out of nowhere, you know that he's going to get saved by Aaron. So Aaron zooms around, grabs him, rips him out. And then like just that
he's
moment.
Holding this guy's mouth.
Yeah, where Armin is thrown back on the roof and he's covered in spit and whatever, saliva and shit. And Aaron looks at him and he's just like, you're out of there! And Armin reaches forward and so does Aaron. And then the mouth just chomps his arm off and that was it. I freaked the fuck out.
You were so good. We had to wait a week between episodes of that. We were all very confused. Like, wait a minute. Was he not the main character?
That's what I thought. I was like, dude. And then even the next episode comes by and he's still not around. I'm like, he died. What happened? Like, Armin is traumatized. And, and then he fucking comes. And the instant I saw that Titan, I was like, oh, there he is. And then I was like, wait. And then I started, like, going into my head. I'm like, dude, when people get swallowed, they become Titans? Is that what's happening? Because that would mean that would explain why there's so many of them, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts wrecking these Titans as Titan. And it was awesome. I liked that. I liked seeing their faces get, like, fucking punched in. Or punched off on that one. He just punched the dude's head so hard that it flew across the town. Oh, it was awesome. But yeah, no, I freaked out. I didn't know what was going to happen. Because I caught Alex and you talking about the video game where you were talking about how some guy does like this spiral flip deal and stuff. And yeah. I thought, that's going to...
How badass is that guy?
They're going to go into the anime section where like out of nowhere, Aaron's going to find like this power that he's never had, which he kind of did, but... Like, and he's like, grabs his swords and he just does a spin move in the dude's stomach and he comes out. I thought that's what was going to happen. You know? And it didn't happen.
No.
I'm really sad that it didn't go into more of like how he became a Titan inside the thing. I guess it was just because of pain. Because
Oh, you're talking about how come he became a Titan?
Yeah, well, because he was inside the Titan, yeah? And like he was in the stomach
and
with all the blood and stuff. And
yeah,
then, like, he just blows up out of there as a Titan.
But he doesn't know the reason why.
Well, yeah, but...
Do we.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so, you know, you're supposed to be asking this question at this point in the anime.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, you know it has something to do with his dad, like, injecting him with stuff.
Yeah, his dad... Well, yeah, I don't know if that's either from, like, him blocking out his memory, like, the injection was to block out his memory.
I assume there was both.
Oh, okay. So you think it was,
to do
like...
something with that basement.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, the guy I want to bitch about is that fucking dude with the rose crest, the military guy with the super dark eyes and the long face, who doesn't think about anything. He is a higher-up in the military, and he doesn't use his brain at all. He is fueled by fear. He makes all of his decisions by fear. And they're all terrible. And he doesn't listen to reason. He fucking backed Aaron into a corner and goes, are you human or are you a Titan?
Oh, you're talking about the guy who almost shot a cannon at him?
Yeah. He did shoot a cannon, and he tried to do it a second time. That guy, yes. He asks him, are you human or are you Titan? And he says, I'm a human. And then he's like, bullshit! Are you human or are you Titan? I'm like, why are you asking him if you're not willing to take the answer that you don't want? I was so irritated by him, and even before that too, when he was in the supply room or whatever too, where he was abandoned, or he wanted to go back to the inner wall.
Yeah, he wanted to dip.
Yeah, he's like, no, we're following procedure, and then like when someone's like, that's not procedure, and he goes, I'll execute you for treason!
Don't you bring your logic into this.
I want that motherfucker to get fired and to just cast it out. I do not like him. He is not a good leader. At all. And then there's a ton of people in the town that are freaking out too, because I understand it's crazy. Things getting hectic. People, no one knows what's really happening except for people are dying
about,
and they want to see the family.
How about that badass, though?
What's his name?
Levi.
He's cool. I like him. He reminds me of oh god damn, I'm blanking on the name. Kakashi.
Bro, when they first showed him, when that guy was getting eaten by the Titan, and then he just yells that name out, and he comes flying in with a spin. I was like, ah.
Dude, I like the part where he was like assessing the situation. He looks over to his right and he sees a Titan. He looks over to his left, he sees two Titans. He's like, okay, you three go take the one on the right. I'm going to take out the ones on the left. And he goes to take out two by himself, and he sends three people to take out one. I was like, damn, this dude, he's got it.
Or like in the recent episode where he had to drop the boulder.
Yeah.
And he did it, and they're pulling him out of the Titan's remains or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then these two Titans were coming to grab Armin. And then that guy comes flying in out of nowhere and takes these two Titans out in like 5 seconds.
Not even. Like half a second, dude. He was in and out.
Flying in and out of nowhere. He's like, hey!
I want to know where this dude is. Why is he not just protecting the whole goddamn town?
Like, it was crazy. That episode by far is my favorite one.
He should have his own team, like two or three people, that just bring him gas.
Just keep, boy.
He needs his own supply team of just gas to him, and then he could do the whole thing. Where's that? So do you think that he's... they mentioned right at the end that he was going to take Eren out to outside the walls to train him?
Not train. I think they're looking for
they want him to test him, basically.
They want him to master his Titan.
Yeah, they
want
to see if he'll be able to control it.
Right, well, it's training.
Yeah. This was me when I saw him for the first time. I was like, oh!
Damn!
Captain Levi!
But yeah, no, I'm very excited. I was disappointed because I thought he was going to be able to like go right into the Survey Corps, like after his training and stuff. But I guess they have to like, that's a whole separate thing that you have to.
You got it tough to go into the Survey Corps.
Yeah, and so it kind of kept it like kind of a exclusive. So I always thought that he was going to start the show, do his training thing. I was like, okay, once the training thing's done, he's going to be in that group, and then there's just going to be fucking Titan killings everywhere. Like, he's just going to fuck shit up. But they didn't get around to that, and then he turns out that he can turn into a Titan too. And, which is, I don't know. I asked Terry if he was like Naruto. And Terry told me, he's going to be Hokage.
He can do it.
The thing is, believe Naruto... It. He's got that fucking, believe it. He's got that that fire, whatever. What's it called? His where he could turn into the thing that's in his belly.
What?
No.
What?
Naruto. What Naruto.
You... Oh. Oh, fucking Ninetales.
Ninetales. Yeah, he could turn into Ninetales when shit goes down, right? Like when shit goes down. So it's relatively the same thing. Eren, when shit hits the fan, he's bam. He's just big ass Titan.
No, because now he goes fucking Super Saiyan these days. That's why I can't.
Who does? Who goes Super Saiyan?
Naruto.
Oh, what? He goes Super Saiyan?
He goes fucking Super Saiyan now. That's all it is now. I can't do that anymore.
Are you talking about Shippuden?
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of that.
Yeah. Well, where they're at now, he just goes fucking Super Saiyan.
How many episodes were Naruto? Like, the first just Naruto? It was, like, 200 something,
like,
yeah?
200, and then 100 of them don't even matter.
Right. And they're already at 322 episodes into Shippuden.
Yep. It's been out for a while. It's been out for years.
No, well, still, that's a lot of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for an anime, which are usually, like, 20, 25 episodes, you know?
Yep. This is one of those annoying-ass, long-running ones.
Bleach 2 is what, like, in the thousands now?
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Bleach. Both of those just... I can't do them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with that. It's just I know what happens in them, and the things that happen are just like,
yeah,
really?
When you get into a few hundred episodes of it, like, I think we've all watched the first, like, 170 of Naruto, and then that's when the filler started. there's a formula to the way that they write and how the episodes work out. And once you figure that up and you pick it up, then you're like, okay, well, I know what's going to happen. He's going to get all pissed off, and then more shit's going to happen, more shit's going to happen. Then he's going to get really pissed off, and then he's going to win. Or they're going to run away.
That's not my issue.
That's my issue.
This is not very... Well, okay, I guess in the case of Naruto, it is kind of that formula. Like, it's going DBZ. It's like fucking Power Grab, you know? They just get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger.
That's true. That's true.
And then it's like, it was becoming that with Bleach, but then they had a point where it's like, okay, you can end the series right here, and it will be just perfect. And they're like, no, let's keep going a few more arcs. And I'm just like, really? You blew it. And then they kept going and added stupid stuff and stuck in Power Grabbing again. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I was really into Naruto for a while. You know, when you get to the point where, like, I mean, spoilers, I guess, for Naruto. If you haven't watched it yet, you're probably never going to watch it. When Naruto's after Sasuke, and, like, they were about to have that big-ass fight by the waterfall or whatever, and they fight a little bit, and then Sasuke just takes off. And I'm like, okay, well, all right, filler time, and then that's when the filler started.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they come back in Shippuden or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it at all. And so, I don't know, Jose says to watch it. He wants to talk to people about it.
Yeah. I have some reading to do.
But anyways, Attack on Titan, what do you guys think's in the basement?
Everything.
I don't know. I picture like a dingy.
Was it like someone had mentioned something about when the series takes place and how it's like supposed to be 2,000 years?
Yeah, that's at the very beginning. It takes place 2,000 years after our time.
Right.
It said 890 though. Year 890.
No, that's
I'll be back.
Okay, Ren.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
What were you saying, Alex?
That's the year then that they are living in.
Oh.
Right. Okay. So,
to picture the anime, like, it's being told to us as a story, and it says this goes to you 2,000 years after your time.
Okay. So they're in a new era, a new set of years?
I guess so.
I mean, there was BC, AD, and now they're a new one or whatever. Yeah. So that's like canon.
That's nuts.
Right.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So my thing is, it's probably going to have something to do with that. Like genetic experiments from thousands of years ago made the Titans, and then the Titans fucked shit up and pushed everybody back to the fucking medieval ages.
Well, they said the Titans appeared like 180 years ago or something like that.
Well, whatever, you know what I mean. Some shit happened and fucked everything up and sent everybody back in time.
Episode 1 is called To You, 2,000 Years in the Future.
Yeah, see?
So, yeah. And the Titans, for them, attacked 107 years ago they came. And there was I caught that in one of the transitions. So 107 years ago is when the Titans came, for them.
Yeah.
And then the walls. I want to know where the walls came from.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like they're not clear on whether they built the walls or if the walls were just there.
And
or what.
It is bullshit. You cannot build those walls in 7 years. It's impossible. Those are huge walls.
Especially when you have giant fucking titans chasing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When humanity is being killed off. So genocide going on. You're not going to take the time to be like, okay, guys, hey, let's... Okay, listen. These things are big, yeah? Let's just build a big-ass wall.
Big-ass wall!
50 meters at least. So we start with 50 meters, okay, we'll go from there. And then the inside wall, we'll like 100 meters out, we'll do another one, yeah? It'll just keep smaller and smaller. And I don't know.
Yeah, and they got the clear on that.
Yeah. The only thing that they mentioned about the walls is that they are a gift from God, and that's just from that one priest dude.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if it really is a gift from God, or if it's just that priest dude being all religious, saying that it's a God, that's God's gift that we have these walls.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, interesting things happening. that we don't know.
That's fucking dark, though, that that's a future, because when you're watching it, you get this sense of helplessness that it reaches out even to you.
So that's like, that was the whole, like, first 7 episodes was just, man, these guys cannot catch a break.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how, like, at the end of the 4th episode, I think, he's standing on the wall.
Yeah, he's training.
Yeah, he's things. Like, we can win it!
Yeah!
No.
I saw that and I was like, okay, there's been, like, a couple moments where I'm sitting in my room by myself watching the show and I'll physically say out loud something because something happens. There was that moment. It was just like, oh, no.
It's a lot of, like, come on!
Like, and then moments. There was the one on episode 13 where that dude is just standing there looking up, like, terrified. And then all of a sudden, this Titan hand comes down, like, and just smashes him. I was like,
Yeah. Terrifying.
I was like, oh, my God.
I didn't think that you'd see, like, as much gore. And I think that they actually held themselves back a lot. Because there's a lot of times where you see a Titan holding up someone by both their arms. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to rip them apart. They're going to rip them apart. And then it cuts away. And I'm like, oh, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take watching someone get ripped apart, man. It happens. You know, they the only times you see dismemberment is either someone getting punched in the face, a Titan via Titan. Or, like, a Titan eating someone and their teeth chomps them up.
Or Marco. Poor
Marco. Oh, Marco.
he's just half a body lying there.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks. I don't like that prissy kid either, who wanted to be in the military police. And, like, he's just like, he wants to live the comfy life or whatever.
Yeah.
And Aaron's giving him shit because, and that's another thing, too. I'm tangent off a tangent here. They train these people in the training corp, and then the top 10 people go to military
they're
police?
Like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's dumb. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. Those top 10 people should be out there fucking protecting them.
Well, that's the problem. People with money, they're like, you know what? We want the best people protecting us.
Yep, yeah. And how awesome is Cat and Pixies?
I know. I was just going to say, that guy's such a badass.
He's cool. I like him.
Soon as at the end of 13 when he put the boulder down and the girl fires the yellow smoke round. And I was like, the operation was a success. I was like, oh, he's just like, get the evac team.
Get them out of there.
I also, I like too, like right as the mission started, that one girl, everybody freaks out for no reason, by the way. Like they just, if when one little thing goes wrong, they're like, that's it. That we're dead. That's it.
That, like that asshole in the crowd that's just like fucking just everyone. Screaming and shouting, I work out.
Yeah. That guy, I'm talking the girl too in the elite squad, the one with the glasses who shoots the things. She just gave up. She's like, nope, we gotta kill him. He fucked up.
Yeah.
And she fires the red one, and Pixies is like, no, that's
nah.
He's like, wait.
They didn't lose. There's no way that they would have failed this mission this quick. We'll just wait. And he just waits it out, and then they finally do it. And, yeah. I'm really hoping that, like, I want, like, one or two episodes of them just killing it. Like, just demolishing these things. Just give us a little bit of a break. I just want to see some Titans getting wrecked by Aaron and the Survey Corp people. Just demolish them for a while, you know? And then they can get back to the drama. That's fine. I just want to see one episode of just shit going down. And we're just like, yeah!
No, I don't think it'll go that way.
What
show is despair.
Yeah. It creeped me out, too. Like, when Aaron comes across the Colossal, right? And, like, he's like, this is my time. Time to protect my baby. Maybe that he doesn't have, and then he goes to go and kill it. Yeah,
yeah, and it disappears.
Well, yeah, he disappears. But the thing is like Aaron realizes, he's like, oh shit, this dude's sentient. Because all the other Titans, they're working off of like instinct. They're just there to.
Oh, that he's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he went up and destroyed the cannons in the front, and then like he looks over at Aaron and like, you could tell that dude's like, nope, not today. And yeah, he disappears as soon as Aaron's about to, well, hit him. I don't think he's going to kill him, honestly, but just as when he was about to hit him.
He's a mystery.
Yeah.
Fucking comes down in a bolt of lightning and then just vanishes.
Whatever happened to, like, the armored one? We saw the armored one, like, once.
Yeah. He'll come back. You know he will. I think that his dad, Aaron's dad, was probably the lead dude for the experiments for Titans or whatever. Or not so much lead dude because it was, you know, 107 years ago, but, like, his grandfather, maybe, or his dad, like, their family lineage. And they maybe have Titan DNA, maybe, in them?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. And, like, maybe the basement. I always thought the basement early on was, like, actual survey gear, you know? Like, he was going to get, like, he wasn't going to make it to the training, but he was going to have his own gear, maneuver gear, and, like, his own swords and stuff, like, crazy swords. And, like, he was just going to be, like, a vigilante. Which I think would have been an awesome tangent if they took it that way. Uh-huh. If he was just like a vigilante that went around just fucking Titans up, and the police were just like, who is this kid that's doing this, you know? But now I'm thinking that it's probably research data on Titans.
Dude was a doctor. Dr. Beat.
He was Dr. Football.
Well, dude is a doctor. We don't know if he's alive or dead.
Yeah, we don't know if he died or not. We just know that he kidnapped his son or something at one point, gave him the key.
Yeah, at one point he got to his kid. And
how hard was it to watch him when his tennis got shot?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like it because that's one thing, right, seeing your mom get devoured, but at the last moment, she said, as she was crying, she was reaching out, she said something like, don't go, or something. Like, she's telling him to go, like, because she's being protected.
Yeah. She's like, I was kidding.
You asshole.
But then, you know, she realizes, oh, man, you know, I'm alone now, and I don't want to let them go.
Is that a Doctor Who movie?
Right there, man. Killer.
We told you it's the heart on the heart.
It is. But it's written really well, so I'm really happy about it. Like, that's actually what really, like, caught me immediately. I wasn't really going to watch it. I was just going to kind of let it go. And I knew everybody was, like, you know, fucking talking about it and loving it and stuff. But when Terry told me it was the same writer from Death Note, I was like, that was a good show. That dude made that show work with no action. So if he could do that,
Excuse me, did you not see his amazing writing?
I knew you were going to bring that
and
up.
And he's eating his chips.
Yeah. And his hidden TV in his chip bag.
All the action you need.
That was smart.
He's smart as fuck. I was sweating when he saw that.
Damn, that was smart. Let's see.
Man, good. So good.
Good show.
Such a good show. It's so good.
I am in anime mode this month.
Yeah, we go through phases, man. We won't watch anything for the longest time.
I am always in anime mode.
Shut up.
Yeah, I finished that robotics notes.
Yeah.
I still don't.
I like it. I thought it was a new interesting take on
it. It was interesting, but it was like, man, there is so much going on, and you try to tie it all together at the end, but it's still like, what?
They tied it all together.
They did, but it was like, that wasn't necessary. We didn't need all that.
Yes, you did.
Terry, I think you might be wrong.
What?
Ooh.
The writer for Attack on Titan is Yasuko Kobayashi.
I didn't say the writer, it said the creator.
Creator?
Creator.
You tell me writer.
I said creator. It's made by the guy who made Death Note, is what I said.
Well. Anyways, the writers are different. the writer from Death Note is the writer in Bakuman.
Bakugan?
No, Bakuman.
What is Bakuman?
I don't know. I thought that was the other show that you guys were talking about.
No.
No. Well,
I've never seen
that one.
I never heard of this.
It's a slice of life comedy drama romance. So, you know, it's everything.
It's got the best of both worlds.
It's got everything that you need.
Yeah, I had Titan going. I started Gatchaman. There's a new episode out today, apparently. Gotta see that. Got free. Got robotics done. I was going to start the Devil Survivor one.
That's, you know, I don't know. I saw like 2-3 episodes maybe, and it's like one of those Monster Tamer type things.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. I played the DS game.
Yeah, and I was like, it's neat and all, but this is like, you know, more.
What I'm obligated to. I'm obligated to watch this because I'm not going to play the actual game.
It's more like, to me, it's like a better animated Pokemon. He's like, yeah.
You guys are talking about Dark Pokemon. That's fucking Shin Megami.
Yes and no. Okay. I wouldn't say it's dark. I'd say it's more.
Have you played a Shin Megami game?
No. Besides the online one, no.
Yeah, the online one, yeah. But I mean, the actual core games.
No.
They're pretty dark. Got that Digital Devil Saga. It's about turning into monsters and eating your friends. It's pretty dark. Just gonna say, let you know right now.
When I hear dark nowadays, I think Titan. Dark. Like, there's nothing that can throw me off that kind of darkness right now.
Eating your friends.
Anyways, the guy that we were. That it's Tetsuro Araki. Or Araki. I don't know. Anyways, but he was the guy that did Death Note and Attack on Titan. He also did High School of the Dead, Guilty Crown.
Guilty Crown.
That's some other ones I don't know.
Guilty Crown was just a big old ball of what the fuck.
Black Lagoon is one I want to start watching.
Might be pretty good. Did that right before Death Note.
Look, all I saw was one clip of Black Lagoon where these guys on a boat were trying to outrun a hind that was shooting at them. And they turned the boat around, jumped the boat into the air, and as soon as it almost touched the chopper, they fired the torpedoes from the boat into the chopper. And at the same time, like that split second when the chopper looks at the boat and they're like, what the fuck? The guy on the boat is sticking his middle finger out at the pilot.
Okay. It just clicked on me that we went from being a spoiler cast about Attack on Titan, now we're just talking about anime again.
Mm-hmm.
We need to end the podcast because it's no longer a spoiler cast, just us talking about anime now. Which is good content, but all the people that tuned out.
Anime spoiler cast.
Anacast.
Anacast 2014.
Yeah. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening to the Team Mongoose podcast.
Really?
Yeah. What really?
I was gone for days. I thought for sure you'd be done.
We're wrapping it up right now.
Yeah, we're trying to wrap it up.
All right, well, go ahead. I'm just surprised that it didn't end a long time ago.
Again.
We got a lot to talk about.
Thank you for listening to the Team August podcast. We'll see you next Friday, hopefully on time, and we won't get busy filming lovely videos like Renegade Ops, which is out today.
Woo!
Friday. I'm going to put this out immediately after, so it's technically Saturday. It doesn't matter. Go check it out on my channel. It's pretty awesome. A lot of fun. A lot of America. And
America.
We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.